So what can help us develop faith? Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi Swalpa Punya Vartam Rajan Vishwaso Naiva Jayate. So Vishwaso Naiva Jayate, Vishwasa doesn't take place for whom? For those people who have Swalpa Punya. Swalpa Punya is the piety is less. And what is the faith lacking? Because they don't have faith in the prasad, they don't have faith in the devotee association, and they don't. Mahaprasade Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi. Nama Brahmani. That is the name of the Lord, the spiritual name of the Lord. So basically, when our piety is less, we don't have faith in these things. But if we do these very things, our faith will develop. That means, if we chant the holy names, if we associate with devotees, if we take prasad, by these, our faith will develop. And among these three things, taking prasad, chanting the holy names, associating with devotees. Associating with devotees is most important. Because when you associate with devotees, they will give us prasad. And they will ask us, are you chanting? So, the other two things will happen automatically. We just associate with devotees. And so, in association, if we hear the philosophy, if we understand, as I said, faith is based on, it is sensible and verifiable. So, if you study the philosophy, understand, ask questions, get understanding, you see, all this makes sense. And it starts making sense, then we will want to do it. And verifiable, if we come in the association of devotees, we see that yes, this practicing bhakti actually makes me peaceful. It makes my head clearer. I can take better decisions. I become a better person. Then that will also inspire us. That will become the experiential realization for us. And then we'll be able to become more committed. So faith is a journey. It is adau shraddha. In the beginning, there is a little faith which is like a favorable curiosity. Let me go and find out, what are these people doing? These people have a program, they say they speak on the Bhagavad Gita. Let me find out what is going on. So then from that shraddha, adau shraddha tatha sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is become the association of spiritually minded people. Then when we come in the association of spiritually minded people, bhajana kriya. And they tell, you do some bhajan, some chant some holy names, worship Krishna. And then when you do that, then anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti is the fourth stage. That means the undesirable cravings, the undesirable feelings in the heart, they start going away. The anxieties go down, the unwanted desires go down. And when this happens, then the fifth stage is nishtha. Nishtha is strong faith. Shraddha is tender faith. It is basically a favorable curiosity. So at the stage of shraddha, the faith is like a banana tree. You can easily be shaken. But by the stage of nishtha, when one has seen that my own heart is getting transformed, my life is becoming better, then at that stage the faith is very deep rooted. It's like a banyan tree. It can't be shaken. So if we come in the association of devotees and practice bhakti, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, association of devotees, we practice bhakti, and we start experiencing the transformation that happens in our own life, then our conviction can become very deep. So, by understanding how it makes sense and then practicing the process by which gives us the experience of the change, then our faith can become very strong. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?